Blog Talk Radio.
Kristen Baker, Psychic Hour. Today we're talking about how to expel negative energy and taking calls for on-air readings. And we're going to be getting to our caller in just a moment. But first, I want to let everyone know the number to call, 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked here under, or on, rather, our Blog Talk Radio profile. Neil and Kristen Baker, Psychic. And what else? 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And you can find our show not only on Blog Talk Radio, but on iTunes and many other platforms such as Alexa, Spreaker, all kinds of places. Okay, so we do have a caller from 361 area code whom we are going to bring on now. Who's this, please?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. You sound so perky.
Well, that's a choice I try to make every day.
That's good. That's good. What area are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas, okay. And what's your birth date, Linda?
2/27/54.
54. Okay. And what brings you to the show?
Well, I was really hoping for some guidance in a particular area of my life.
Okay.
And I am wanting to grow my business. I am self-employed, and I'm doing what I enjoy doing. And it doesn't seem to be getting off the ground as quickly as I'd like.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you. So I was hoping to get some guidance on some steps or whatever changes it is that I need to embrace to make this an easier process and a more successful outcome.
Okay.
This is Neil. Let me just ask you a question real quick, Linda.
Uh-huh.
And don't worry whether you say yes or no. Don't worry about the outcome of the answer. But did anyone in your family ever a food industry business or ever had a dream about starting a food thing or a food bakery or foods? Anyone in your family?
Well, my mom is a fabulous cook, and she loved cooking for people and entertaining. And people used to tell her all the time, you need to open up your own restaurant. And she never did.
But people said that to her. People actually
yes.
said, okay, so what that means is that getting that validation about your mom, that means that your venture into self-employment right now, no matter what it is, your venture into self-employment is a positive attempt. In other words, there's something behind it psychically that has a confirmation. So what we're doing is we're using the idea that your mom should have opened up her own restaurant, using that psychic validation to establish that in your corner, there's validation now that this is a mistake, that there's something behind it, and probably it's just problematic getting. So why don't you tell us what your self-employment business is?
Well, for 20 plus years, I worked as a massage therapist, And I did some energy and spiritual work in addition to that, but that was my passion, but it was very limited. It was primarily massage that I put most of my time and energy into. And then I fell 8 months ago, had to have my shoulder replaced. So doing the surgery is not possible anymore. And so now I'm trying to branch out into the other areas that I'm certified in. And that's where I'm floundering, is how to promote myself, how to become known in the community. And finances have become a concern because for the past 8 months I have been very blessed to have had a savings account that has gotten me through this recovery period. But now that is almost dwindled completely out. And so I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by my situation. And I want to, I'm choosing to be as positive as I can be. And I'm just looking for some guidance as to what directions or steps I can take to make this happen in a beneficial way for me.
So, Linda, you said the surgery wasn't possible. I don't know if that was a slip of the tongue. Did you mean that doing massage isn't possible?
Yes, I meant massage was impossible.
Yeah, you said the surgery wasn't possible. So I just
I hadn't even realized I had said that.
That's okay, but I just wanted to make sure we were clear on what you meant.
Yeah, yeah.
You had surgery, but now you can't do massage therapy because of the
shoulder. Yes, yes. I'm still recovering, and I really don't want to do massage anymore, quite honestly.
Well, it's
and I don't know whether that was a contributing reason for the fall. I don't know. And it really doesn't matter. I'm making different choices for myself now.
Right. So, and massage is pretty taxing on the body, I think. And it's so you're wanting to get into, if we're understanding you correctly, more into the energy aspect of healing that's not so much hands-on.
Yes, exactly.
And you're having a hard time. In your area, are there a lot of people doing the same type of thing as you? Or is it limited in Texas?
Where I'm living, it's limited. And there's one area that has become very, that is really growing and branching, and I am certified in that area. But
So what do you?
I don't want to just limit myself to that one area.
What is the certification?
Oh, it's a wonderful modality called Access Bars, Access Consciousness Bars, and I absolutely love it. And there are quite a few practitioners here in the city that I'm at, and that is a modality that I love to offer and receive and gift as well. But I don't want that just to be my only area that I develop.
Let me ask a few questions. Let me ask you a few questions because the readings are short for the radio, but let me ask you a few questions. 1984, when you were 30, what was the change in your life, as you recall?
1984, my gosh.
I know, it's hard to go back in time sometimes.
I don't remember.
Well, you were 30 years old. Are you divorced?
Okay. I had gotten divorced at the age of 25. Okay, I had terminated a second relationship at
so
that
there was a
at
break
that
at
age.
30. There was a break at 30?
Yeah. So I had started dating another man around age 30, and I dated him for 5 years, and then that would be about the time that he and I broke up.
Okay, now, did you have one child, or did you abort, or did you lose a child, or false pregnancy, anything regarding a one-child scenario?
No, I've never been pregnant.
Okay.
And,
so,
yeah.
I was kind of figuring maybe you weren't, but then I went to the one child. I didn't think you were, but then I went psychically to the one child because I'm trying to determine what's going on in past life. So you've had kind of tough relationships with men. Was your family growing up, was there dissension between mom and dad? You know, it wasn't like Leave It to Beaver. Was there a little bit of problem in there?
I grew up in a very dysfunctional family.
Yeah. So that's where your healing energies and your sensitivities came in to reduce your karma. You see, you're going through karma, the 8 months where you had the accident, And it was what, eight months ago?
It was in December, mid-December.
And when did you have the accident? When did you have the accident?
I fell November 29th, and I had my surgery December 14th.
So it was in the same time.
Okay, so let me explain something. You see, 227 is an 27 and 2 is 27. Well, explain it.
27 and 2 is an 11. So, well, 22 is an 11 twice. So she's got a.
But it's a 29 from November 29th.
Oh, yeah, 29 from November 29th. So number 29th was your accident.
And
27 and 2 is 29, so that's in your code of November 29th is in your code on the month and day of your birth.
And then 29 is
an 11.
So, see, 27 plus 2 is 29. There's your day. 2 and 9 is 11. There's your month. 11/29.
Wow.
So that was karma. So your problem is a karmic problem, which can be fixed. It's karma. What you're going through is karma, Linda, that you haven't figured out how to get out of yet. That's your problem. And we're suggesting that that's now possible to get out of. Now, let me ask you a question.
That it is or it is not?
You know, Chris came up, before anything, Kristen wrote down healer.
Uh-huh.
So she figured you were a healer before anything is said. That's got to be said and done first. Two, did you ever have two cars at one time where one was broken down? Or do you have a car problem now?
Well, it's funny that you should mention that. I have a wonderful car that I very much enjoy, but it has a rather steep monthly payment. And for the last week, I've been vacillating. Do I trade it in and get an older car for a lower payment or not? So,
that's a validation.
It's not a broken car. It's just a cost issue, a problem.
I said a car problem. Yeah. So it's a car problem. It's just another validation. We're trying to figure out how to get through this on the air in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. We just celebrated a birthday around you where there was a birthday party.
My neighbor, her young grandson, they just celebrated his birthday.
Okay.
But
so
I was not involved in that.
That doesn't matter. It just means your neighbor, that's tribal energy.
Past life energy.
You see your neighbor from past life tribal. You understand this because you're a healer and you understand the energies of our language here. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to rapidly reduce the karma.
It's interesting that you have made all these connections because when I fell, it was because my neighbor had come over and asked for a favor. And in the process of going in to get something for her, that's when I fell.
So that's okay. Linda, so you said earlier it's not connected, but do you see now the connection? So
yes.
On the birth date of the son, but actually the neighbor is tied directly to your injury because she came over and, you know, that's what triggered. There was something that triggered that.
So what's happening is that your location, your current location has a past life energy field in it, whereby maybe hundreds of years ago you lived on that land. And while you lived on that land where you're living now, you created a karmic situation where you probably hurt somebody, killed somebody. Then you have several lifetimes forthcoming, but you haven't wrapped up the energy of that lifetime. So while you're on this property, the karma of your past life is still vibrating. And we're going to try
to. I get that. I had an astral cartography reading about a year ago, and he told me that where I'm living is probably is one of the worst places I could have chosen.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Linda. That's true. Okay. But you may be there because the karma is demanding that you be there to wrap. Yes, it's one of the worst places, but you're in a catch-22 because you have to be there to wrap up the karma so you can get on with life. So once we wrap up the karma of this location, which might include part of the shoulder surgery and everything, then you can stay there or go anywhere and you'll be okay. In other words, once this is wrapped up, you don't have to move if you don't want to.
See, sometimes, too, Linda, people are in a location that is totally, totally toxic to them, and they have to leave. They have to leave in order to escape the karma. But for you, you can resolve the karma where you're at and choose to stay or leave. It's not, you know,
yeah,
a fatal karma in your location.
Okay, so you're watching yourself.
What?
That's correct.
What was she going to say? She was going to say
something. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm open to how I can resolve this karma. I would really love that insight.
Are you watching at all your salt content? Is there anything with salt, diabetes in the family, salt, any health problems throughout the family history?
Not really. My mother has some health issues right now, but basically we're all pretty healthy. I've had quite a few health issues over the past 9 years, but I've been getting better and better.
Okay, just ask me. Are you anywhere from 10 to 20 pounds overweight?
Retention.
Yes, I am. Since my fall, I've put on quite a bit of weight.
Okay, that's all I need to know. We're working. Forgive me from the rapid language, my delivery, but I'm collecting karma from you, and I have to work on a rapid level to work with it. You see, vibrational-wise, I sometimes talk slower, sometimes I talk faster, but that's in relation to the vibration I'm getting to figure out what I have to do. Your karma is like a running energy. It's like a running stallion.
So right now he's in auctioneer mode.
Yeah. So right now I'm understanding that the way to conquer your karma is to run, is to talk fast, to be in this rapid motion of language. Did anybody have a thyroid problem, anything with speech impediments, anything with the throat throughout your lifetime?
Well, I at one point used to have a very closed throat chakra, and it was very difficult for me to speak my truth or even just to speak up.
Okay.
So that's, and for 662, we're going to be getting to you in just a moment, Area Code 662.
Another question. Every time we make a validation, we're reducing the karma. Don't worry. We make a validation, karma's reduced. Have you had any insurance problems or had to change insurance or anything with insurance policies?
I had to upgrade my medical insurance.
Okay. That's another
hint. Yes.
That's all. So you're doing beautifully. You're saying yes to all the things we're hoping you were going to say yes to. Any suicides in the family background? Any or suspicious deaths?
No, not that I'm recalling right now.
And nothing alcohol, no, drinking, driving?
Yes, I had a parent that was an alcoholic.
But
okay.
Anybody drive in the accident?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
You see what happens without the suicide or the suspicious death, the energy takes me down to another step where I get my validation having asked that question, which is about alcohol. Then it goes down to alcohol, which means that your father is a past life suicide person.
Mm-hmm.
So there was something in there that was kind of destructive. Was your father kind of crude, mean, indifferent to you growing up, anything like that?
Very abusive, verbally, sexually, alcoholic, violent temper.
Yeah, okay.
And
so
he probably died from alcohol. I mean, sure if he was an alcoholic,
is your father deceased?
Declined.
Is your father
what was
deceased?
The question?
Is your father deceased?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so his death was ruled a suicide because of the way he treated life. Universe just says, look, you did a lousy job. You self-destructed everywhere. You were brutal. We're going to peg this as a potential life that felt like suicide. Whether she committed it or not, he fell into the category on some level. So that's I'm determining that. Have you had any problems with your molars, wisdom teeth, molars?
Yes, I've had to have a lot of dental work over the past year. And I've had 2 abscess teeth. I've had some dental problems.
Okay. So we got enough validations. We could go on like this, but we understand that we're on the right track. We're getting validations, so that's good news. We might have reduced the karma as of this reading.
Okay.
We might have reduced it.
So in terms of, because we want to just...
Be constructive?
In terms of her question and getting herself out there and in her energy work...
Yeah.
and also refining her skills so that she's an effective energy worker. That's kind of what we need to address before we get to our next caller.
Here's a quick suggestion. Go on Block Talk Radio and develop your own show and start getting clients that will do phone work with you or some such thing like that.
Okay. I have considered that. I've just been a little afraid to go in that area, but...
You're
going to say something?
Mm-mm.
No. Forget that. You know what, Linda? I don't want to hear you say afraid. That's a negative energy. It's ridiculous. If you're afraid of coming out of an airplane without a parachute, I'll listen to you. But being afraid to go on a radio show is ridiculous. You have a nice speaking voice. Let's get over that nonsense. It's not call it nonsense, Linda.
I know this is something that I need to do, and I really am making steps to not limit myself with my own self-talk and my own fears, and I know that's ridiculous.
What would you do if in terms of having clients by phone? What would you do for healing? What skills would you use in order to help phone clients?
Well, I'm really quite good at helping people find their limiting self-beliefs. I'm good at working with clearing ancestral energy, opening up timelines, retrieving soul parts, eliminating contracts and vows. I just work very energetically. I'm certified in Theta and a few other modalities, and I'm just really good with energy.
So formulate a face page. Go on Blog Talk. What do you call it?
Facebook.
Formulate that. Go on Blog Talk Radio. Start talking about what you do. Signify that you have a service, 15 minutes, $30, whatever it is, whatever you want to do, half hour, it expands according to what you feel comfortable with, and start doing that. That's where your first step is, because you're going to find a ready audience
instead of trying to
run around in
your
area, you're not going to get anything. So you've got to develop your voice over the broadcast. And that's where your first step is to get. Maybe we reduce the karma in the meantime.
Yeah, in order to help you get started. But we do have to move on to other callers, Linda. Hopefully that helped you.
I am so appreciative. Thank you so very much for the wonderful gift of all the help that you've given me and the insight. Love you both. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. And you can call 562-596-7818 for more conversation. And follow us on Facebook. Send us a friend request or
I will. I will. You guys are awesome. Thanks again.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Did you want to say something before? Okay.
So
662 is next and then 267. Hello, 662.
Yes, hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Michelle.
One L or two?
Two L's.
Okay.
And
hi.
I'm actually just calling into the show and listening.
You had your hand raised, so you did press one.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You don't need to apologize. I mean, you're on there. Did you want a reading since you're on there, or do you want me to mute you so you can listen?
No, I would like to have a reading.
Oh, okay, so that's good that you raised your hand.
First of all, is your last name My Bell?
No, I didn't. Shut up. I was thinking of that song.
Michelle My Bell. That's your full name.
Do you know that song? Of course you do.
And do you know Paul McCartney?
I do.
Yes. Okay. Well, first, Michelle, let's get your location.
Mississippi.
Don't say it's England.
I'm sorry.
It's hard to hear you. We're having a hard time. Are you having a hard time hearing her?
No, she's okay. We're interrupting you too much.
Okay.
What do I need to do? Take the earphones off or something?
Well, you're okay right now. Just stay where you're at. Where are you calling from, one?
Okay, I'm calling from Mississippi.
Okay, that's what I thought you said, but it was a little bit. Okay, Mississippi. And Michelle, what is your birth date?
5/29/1964.
16, 26, 36, 9. Okay. All right. And what is your question? Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question related to, I guess, my purpose.
Your purpose.
Destiny. Yes, purpose and destiny. Yes.
I have to point something out that's kind of strange, just real quick, Michelle. Linda, our previous caller, was born in 1954, and she was 64 years old. And Michelle is born in 1964, and she's 54 years old.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Their years are their ages. So, yeah, tribal. Unfortunately, Linda's gone. But go ahead. She didn't hear it unless she's listening on the live on the computer. Yes. So you're wondering about your purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
And destiny.
Well, you're on a multiple of 9 right now. Because you're 54, your master number is 9, so you're on a multiple of 9 by 5.
Which is her month and her fire number.
Yeah, times 9.
5 times 9.
No, 6 times. I'm sorry.
Oh.
6 times 9.
Which is her year and her fire number.
Yeah, you're six on a multiple of 9. Your master number is 9, which is a strong number.
So you can find 9 and 6 in your birth date.
Yeah. See, there's been a great loss that you had previously that got you off your track. So there was a loss of something. I don't know what it was, but there was a loss of a husband or a child or some emotional thing that got you way off course. Maybe it was a parent. Was there a loss of anything within the last 10 years?
My father passed. That was in 2004.
That's okay. Was he close to you? Were you close to him?
Family.
What was his birthday? I wonder what the connection is.
September the 11th.
Oh my goodness.
And he was born in, I want to say, my mom said he would be 80 some years old or 81 right now. So, I kind of lost the age.
It's okay. We have a calculator. 81. He would be right unless he's turning 82 because it's 9/11, which is we're coming up on the 11th.
Yeah, but he was 81 in 2017.
Oh, he was 81 in 2007.
So he was born 36. So let's just say
36. And what's
which is a not, which is 36 and 36.
Nine. Yeah, so that's your karmic number and 9, his month happens to be your master number, and he's got an 11 in his day, which is the sum of 9 and 2. Your month, your day. I mean, it's, you know, definitely a karmic connection. I wonder.
Okay. As strange as this may sound, Michelle, because everybody thinks they can do this, but as strange as it may sound, have you ever thought about writing a book, an autobiography, a memoir, a journal? Do you like to write? Do you like to read?
I like to learn. Just don't have a lot of patience for reading endings. I like to maybe like scan the end and go back to the beginning.
Okay, that's fine. These are just common questions, don't worry. Anybody ever play piano in your home? Any musical instrument?
We tried to play the piano. My mom, of course, had us to take lessons, and we were also, I have a sibling, a sister, we were in the band, the marching band, throughout junior high, high school, and college.
Okay, so that would be a yes, because we're moving along. Did you ever have a little dog for a pet, a puppy, a dog, a white dog, any kind of dog, ever?
I've never had one, no.
Who do you know that has a dog?
Well, my cousin has a white dog.
Okay.
Cousin,
white dog. Are you close to your cousin?
Yes.
What does your cousin do?
She does works at a cleaner's or laundry service business.
That was one of my first jobs. Actually, I worked at a dry cleaner's in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I was taken to the cleaner's in high school. Okay. Well, what is your interest? Give me two. Give us two interests you have.
I love astrology. That's my interest. And I love.
See, there's the reading.
Okay. So there's the reading, and you love astrology. If you want to know your purpose, Michelle, we're going to get a great proposition, but very creative. It's for you to develop your own. It's going to be hard for you to hear, but for you to develop your own little book about your sense of what astrology is and the meaning behind it and how it applies to different months according to your interpretation, your feel on things, and that you create your own creative book about this, that's your purpose. It may not be your only purpose because you suddenly went mute. I thought it would stun you. You see, you have lack of self-esteem. You have a self-esteem issue because if you had self-esteem, you'd go, my God, that's a beautiful proposition. Yes, I'm intelligent and creative enough to do it. And you're just telling me how to put together two of my great interests, which is astrology and learning and reading about it. And you're telling me to write my own kind of book about it. Now, I may be afraid of that, but you just gave me a purpose. See, that would be the healthiest thing for you to accept, unless you want to argue with us about it.
And writing a book, it doesn't necessarily need to be, a bestseller, but putting something out there that is an expression of her creative energy, writing, and interest is enough to suffice that.
That, or you give readings.
What do you do for work, Michelle?
The airline industry.
Oh, you're in the airline industry. And are you happy doing that work?
It was a passion. I loved it. When I was younger, I actually went to a travel school, and the majority of my employment has been in the hospitality and tourism industry.
Well, as the astrological signs in terms of travel, a book on astrology and travel, astrology and geography.
That's a good idea.
There's an idea for you. And we're complimenting you because we're saying you're intelligent enough to do it because we're getting a vibe.
What do you think about that, Michelle? Because you're quiet. Is there something else that's been pulling you? Something other than what's being said here?
I'm just not really a good writer. I've never been a good writer.
Okay.
Then you do verbally. Okay, forget it.
But is there something that is, been pulling you in terms of another passion that's not being mentioned here on the radio that we didn't mention?
I like metaphysical.
That's exactly, yeah. I mean, same department, writing a book, whether you're writing a book or teaching, writing a manual for people.
The history of writing started off as an oral tradition. Then it became part of parchment. But the original parchment of writing was the tongue, because the tongue was the book. So the word was with God. So the word itself can be oral. Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah.
and we don't realize that when we speak, we're writing books constantly. They just don't go on parchment or in a computer. So your ministry, your metaphysical desires, you've stated just to us, and we've kind of opened up the platform for you to say it even, is to do that. That's your purpose. I don't know what the question would. There's no question beyond that. That's your purpose, to teach metaphysical energy according to your creative output and your interpretation, and to start teaching it and get clients. From one client leads to two clients. You start doing this. And you can, you know what, today you can get ordained, you can get a license, you can go on the computer and get it in 2 hours and call yourself a...
Well, I've done that years ago, right after my father passed. I actually enrolled in a metaphysical program, ministry program.
So you see, you did that, and that was so long ago, and now you bring back your father again, which was your question we asked about. So in other words, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. What you're supposed to be doing is teaching. And for some reason, somewhere along the line, you've suffered a loss, or maybe it's a loss of self, and you haven't reconnected to your purpose, which is to teach. That's it.
Yeah.
You may have difficulty trying to figure out, well, how am I going to do it? How am I going to get people? That's just mechanics. Okay?
But, Michelle, keep in touch with us. Hopefully you've got a good start here and some inspiration.
Yes.
We're validating your passion. We've done that psychically.
Thank you.
Yeah, go forth and do it.
Thank you.
Be proactive.
Not go forth and multiply, but okay, Michelle.
Thank you. Good luck.
Good luck. And Michelle can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. We would love it if she did. We really would. Okay, 267 area code is next. Hello.
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And do you need my birthday?
Please, you're so ready. That's great.
Oh, 4/21/62.
4/21/62. Okay, Donna. Have we spoken with you before? You sound familiar to me.
I think so. I was going to ask you the same thing if I had spoken to you before. I wasn't sure. But
okay.
I have wanted to know if you see an old relationship trying to come back in or a new relationship coming up. And do you see me making a move to the mountain?
I think we just talked to you. Do you have a new relationship and the guy is, you're questioning, but there's a husband? Was that, am I right? Yeah.
Yeah,
we spoke with you. I remember you at the end of a show and we didn't have a lot of time. So you're calling back.
Right. And you told me to call. Yeah.
Yeah. So, can't remember what we said to her last time. We said there was something about the guy that you weren't sure about, the new guy.
My husband, that me and him split up 2 years ago, and then there was one that I was dating for a while, and it doesn't seem right for some reason, and I just wanted to know if. And I have been, I don't know if this is too much, but I have been thinking about moving to the mountains, and I just wanted to know, do you see any of that happening?
Moving to the mountains, and you're in Pennsylvania, would it be in-state?
Yes, definitely.
And what was the issue with the current boyfriend? Because I know there was a problem. There was a problem, but I can't remember what it was. Something?
He's not believable, and he calls like whenever he wants. Really, I don't know. I feel as
he was 10/10/57. 10/10/57 was his birthday.
No, he's Turkish, and when they come over here, he came over like 30 years ago.
And you know what? We've spoken with you more than once because now I'm remembering he's like a truck driver or something. He has his own business.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I remember now I'm remembering because I think we spoke with you on another show like two shows ago, but we've spoken with her before. The boyfriend, I know that we told you with that situation that it's not a good situation. Not a good situation, Donna. I mean, if he's coming to see you whenever he wants and he's in total control of the relationship and it's not like a mutual, balanced situation, obviously that's not healthy.
Right, yeah, and I figured that out. I know that. I think that was, and I remember the show was almost over and you told me to call you back and everything. But what I wanted to know, like, when I said anybody from my past, I mean, it could be my husband, like, he's just, I don't know what's going on with him. And I really, I do want to move on and, you know, and I'm kind of over it. I was just curious to see if, you know, if he ever thinks about, you know, coming back into the relationship. What I really want to know is, you see anybody new coming in? Because I'm really ready for it. If
you're ready for new, but you're still considering the husband, why did you and your husband break up?
Me and him broke up because we were getting distant, very distant. It was did a lot on my part, you know, a lot, you know, was on my part.
Well,
and I think they're...
Go ahead.
It was one of them things, first, you know, he did stuff on his part, and later on, you know, I kind of, two more wrongs don't make a right, and it was just, I don't know. It's just I ain't gonna say a bad situation.
What's his birthday?
4/23/68.
It's interesting because her 4/21 is his 4/3 essentially.
Right.
You know, your day is his fire number 3, and you have the same month. 33/6?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think you want to go back to him because of security? Or is there...
No, not at all. I was just... Last time I spoke to you, I was at maybe a different place. Like, do you see things working out? But, you know, now I'm starting to feel a little bit more... I guess
do you want something new?
Yeah.
Let me ask
like
you
a new...
At any time in your life, did you smoke? Were you a smoker?
A smoker?
Did you ever smoke?
Smoke cigarettes? I stopped. Let me see, my son's 27, and I had my last cigarettes 27 years ago. And I wasn't a big smoker.
Yeah. I'm seeing your voice, and I pick up energy and voice. And it's just not, well, it's just not the rest of the voice. It's an energy that I'm getting that she was a smoker. She was a chain smoker. She stopped 27 years ago. Her master number is 25. 25 is in her month and day.
He is a chain smoker.
He is too. Okay, so here's what we do. We already got the psychic connection. The smoking is the psychic connection we need in order to make the thing happen. So we needed to get some validation. It just happened to be chain smoking. Chain smoking was an energy field you brought into this planet from a past life of being neurotic and having nervousness about this lifetime on a cosmic level. So you started on a physical level to start smoking cigarettes, but that became, because that was started because of karma. Now you're done with that, but the karma is still sticking around you. So we're going to, right now on the radio, get rid of it. We're just going to put an energy field out that, and having validated a history of smoking, having validated that, we're now going to ask it to be removed from your energy field. So we're going to start to remove the energy field of that, because I believe that you are right now you're on a multiple of 7 being 56. So it's 7 times 8. And our feelings, Chris and I feel this, you're going to be in a relationship. And it could be before April that somebody was coming. Now, by psychic theory, that's been validated. Now what we've got to do is keep our fingers crossed. What do you need to do? Do you have a sister?
No, I don't.
Did you ever live with a roommate, a female? Who in your lifetime would be considered a, quote, sister?
My aunt that passed away, a couple years ago, and the date of her passing away is in a couple months. She was 60. She was more like a sister because my mom had me very young, and my aunt was more like a sister, and my grandmother was more like a mother.
Okay, there's the sister. There's the sister. Okay, we got that. I'm going to put that aside. That's a validation. Now, don't worry if you validate this or not. Did you ever know anybody named Edna, Eddie, Edward, Edith? Did you ever know
My very first husband that was very abusive, and my son, my 37-year-old son, is named Eddie.
You see, we're reducing these psychic hits actually reduce your karma. That's the way Chris and I work. We're working together right now, and we are getting rid of your karma by having validations of psychic impressions. And those validations of those psychic impressions actually reduces your karma. Why? Because Chris and I have worked hard to stay connected to spiritual energies that help us on the radio. And the benefit is that we are helping people free of charge. And so there's a blessing behind it. So we're actually reducing your karma, which may just bring in, if we're lucky, this man before April.
So let's talk real quick. Yeah, because April's her birthday. Let's talk a little bit about the ex-husband, because I think, what do you think? I think maybe moving forward is probably the best thing for her rather than going back to the husband.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the husband.
Yeah, he don't want to come back. I don't know. I think he's drinking again. He wasn't. This is my second husband, and he wasn't abusive. We just weren't in line anymore. I think we just grew apart.
But you're saying he drinks, so he has an alcohol problem?
In the beginning, yes, he did, but it wasn't a mean towards me or anything. Anything he did with his alcohol.
That's bad. It doesn't matter if he was abusive. That's a negative energy. So anybody who has any kind of dependence is not who you want to seek a relationship with, because that is, that's problematic, whether he hits you or he's a sweet drunk.
I don't care if he's Prince Charming. The value of this reading is that somebody new is coming in, not somebody old.
Yeah, and get rid of the truck driver. We talked to her about that a couple shows ago.
Yes, definitely.
We don't want a truck driver. We want somebody who drives a Cadillac with a good, air pollution quality.
Yeah.
We want the Cadillac for you, not the truck. Now, really quickly.
He doesn't have to drive a Cadillac, but.
I know what you mean.
Of good esteem.
Okay, real quickly. A question, don't worry about if you can validate it or not, but did anybody have a pet bird, a canary, a parakeet, anywhere in your lifetime? Or what's the closest you can answer that to?
Yes. Do you want to know who?
Yeah. Tell who.
Excuse me?
Yes. Tell us who.
Okay. Well, I've had one a while ago, but the man that I was dating, the truck driver man, that worked for PennDOT, he had a couple parakeets.
Okay.
So there we go. I can't go on the street right now and look at five truck drivers and say, hey, how's your parakeet? Not too many of them have parakeets. Maybe they do, but I don't think so. Anyways, that's a validation, okay? What we're doing, Donna, is we are getting validations that serve as the reduction of karma. We do arts to help people.
I didn't hear you that good because you were going.
No, it wasn't that important.
No.
Don't worry. It was just a bunch of boasting.
No.
It doesn't matter. The point is this. We're helping you. There's a way to get reduced karma, and we're doing it on the show, maybe. And there's maybe angels or spirits that help us.
Well, there's not maybe
this.
Angels or spirits. There are.
I'm trying not to be.
Do you feel what's happening is is karma to me.
Yeah, it was
like,
just karma.
In terms of the relationships, the past relationships,
karma.
Definitely.
The what we that's karma. What we
trying
want
trying to bring in something transcendent.
New. We're thinking that we're going to get something new for you, and we get it by doing these readings for you. Getting validations, the validations are symbolic karma built on our health to help you. So they're trying to help.
Okay, we kind of have a really bad connection for some reason.
We have another caller. You're going to hear this. Go back to the archive. You can find the archive.
There it
is.
I hear you clear now.
Okay. So on Blog Talk Radio, there's an archive. You can go back into the archive and listen to your reading, and you're going to hear everything that was said. But again, reducing karma, so something new and transcendent come in. There's the support of angels and spirits for you, working for you in order to help you move into a situation that doesn't have the kind of karmic weight that your previous relationships had. Okay?
Okay. So is that like bad karma that...
We're getting rid of. We're getting rid of it. And by the doing getting rid of it on the radio show, we're going to open up a door through which you have a new relationship, hopefully by April.
Okay.
Okay, Donna, take care. We got to move on to the next caller before our show ends.
Okay, and thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, 571 is our final caller. Not getting to our topic today, obviously. Hello.
Hi. I'm always the last caller. And I'm hanging out with a bird right now, which is kind of cool.
That's
kinda
weird.
Bird-related.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Sonia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're hanging out with a bird, too. Okay,
and
good.
And your birth date?
Yeah. 4/23/68.
Hey, that's weird.
Yeah, chicken, actually.
Wait, your birth date is 4/23/68?
Correct.
336.
Wait, this is so weird because that was the birth date of our last caller's husband.
That is weird. That is so strange.
That was the birth date. And I'm looking at it thinking, did I take the same caller? I mean, 4/23/68. Did you see that, hon?
Yeah.
That is so. In today's show, people are connected on a tribal
okay, so you,
level.
Okay, so you, there you, go. you and Donna's ex husband should together.
No.
And
no.
I don't think so.
Something's weird. Okay.
Could be
so
too much in common.
All our callers are connected today. Okay, Sonia, what is your question, please? And your location, where are you calling from?
It's just medically, just concerned about medical issues.
Medical issues. Where are you calling from, Sonia, though?
Virginia.
Virginia. Medical issues. Okay. Her karmic number actually is, I mean, her master number is broken up in her month and day 4/2, and it's in her year too. Medical issues. Do you want to say something, Neil?
What's going on in medical issues? According to our interpretation, we're not medical people. We're just intuitives and
right. Like
that stuff. It's a female energy. There's something to do with coming into this world as a female in this lifetime, and bringing along a karma within the female energy psyche that produces a medical problem. So it was produced, I believe, if we go back, naturally we go back two times ago. It's like you to the river or something. It's just weird. It's a weird thing. It happened in life, so it's nothing to do with you day, but the karma continues. So have you ever had any problems with childbirth?
No, not at all.
Or, I mean,
fibroids, nothing like that?
No.
Have you ever had a baby? Were they difficult coming, the babies coming in?
No, not at all.
Okay. So we don't, so that, okay. Let's put that aside. Now let's jump over to another question. What's your medical condition?
I'm just more concerned about feet, circulation. I've just had problems with both of my hurting myself, my limbs this year. Back, feet, that kind of thing.
So back, feet, but you're also concerned about
getting a blood clot, things like this.
The idea of life theory. I'm still holding embracing. It doesn't mean that it served in this lifetime as a problem with the children because you had two children. That's a blessing. But of past life that you brought into this life, theory, now to figure out, we're going to go over a couple minutes. Did you, as a child, have any accidents? Any big cuts?
I'm having trouble hearing you, just like the last caller. You're breaking up.
Can you hear better? I don't know why that happens. Can you hear me better or no?
I can hear you. I can hear you now. Yes. You had a question about children.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here's my question to you. When you were a child, did you have any incidents? Anything for a child?
I can't hear you.
She's having a problem.
I couldn't hear your question.
So, any broken bones as a child? I don't know why I'm hurt and you're not.
As a child? Let's see. Only in high school I broke my wrist.
Okay, so there were broken
playing
bones.
Basketball.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Broken bones.
All right.
We're on a little hunt here.
Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Okay. Does your brother, did he ever, was he wild, reckless? Did he ever have a motorcycle throughout his life?
He broke his elbow as a child right around the same, I guess 14 years old.
Okay.
And that was due to a friend's recklessness.
What we're doing, Sonia, is we're trying to get a finer definition about this karma that was perceived two lifetimes. And we're trying to get a better focus on what's manifesting in this life that was caused by that karma. If you want to, we're going to put it that way, but
sure.
This is a psychic show. So we're trying to do that. Your question. Is there any trees in your history, peach, pear, orange?
I think I'm going to have to call in the next show because I can't hear.
Okay.
All I heard was orange.
Can you hear me? Were there any fruit trees in your history? Fruit trees?
No.
Nothing as a child?
No.
Okay. Neil,
I climbed a lot of trees.
You climbed trees as
you,
a child.
You climbed trees on your property?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That
was a climber.
All right. And how did you break your wrist?
I hurdled over a obstacle. I was a hurdler in high school, and that was just...
Oh.
Okay, so you're athletic.
Rolling over objects I shouldn't have been, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So what is the medical condition? What is the medical term of your condition?
Right now?
Yeah.
I haven't been to a doctor, but I've had...
Why are you concerned about circulation exactly? I mean, what symptoms do you have?
Swollen ankles and... Problems with my feet this year.
Well, you broke your wrist by running. There's your ankles. We asked about your brother who broke his ankle. There's something going on, I believe, two lifetimes, where this lifetime you are having issues with your ex resulted from something two lifetimes ago, vacation that comes in this lifetime. At. What about the Jack or Jill setting?
No, I can't hear Neil, unfortunately. I can hear you when you speak. But when
I don't know why
talking.
You can hear. We're sitting next to each other. It's very strange. Any names with a J sound that you childhood or now?
J, Jack.
Any
Jack,
names, what?
J. J names.
J. My mother is a J name.
Okay. Mother's a J name. Is she alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you close with
her? Are you close with her?
Weekly.
Do you talk to her regularly?
Yeah, once a week.
Uh-huh. You tell her problem. There's a karmic situation going on in her problem. Is her problem. It's karmic. We haven't. But we know it's karma and from two lifetimes ago.
Okay, so the situation that you're experiencing with your
health,
did you hear that? That's,
yeah,
and you're speaking at such a low voice.
Okay, so maybe if I talk lower. You have a car. There's a problem two lifetimes ago that produced a karma that you're wrestling with in this lifetime that is going to your ankles in that energy field, first chakra.
Okay.
And that's that far we've gotten. We've gotten that far. And I think, you know, are your boys are healthy? Are they happy? Are they in good shape?
We spoke about that last time. There were some troubles that we were going through last year.
Are your children in good shape?
In good shape. Yes, they are in good shape.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? Tell her that her problem is more complex than a radio show.
Yeah. The problem is more complex than a radio show can accommodate.
I did hear that. I did hear that.
So you're hearing him. I don't know.
Yeah, we've identified your problem is coming from a past life energy two lifetimes ago. What we haven't figured out is how to resolve it yet.
Mm.
I haven't gotten a grasp of that yet, but I know territory. And I know I'm in the right territory because of the broken bones you had, just things you came up with. So you can go back to show on
Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
But either way, we'll continue this and see if we can figure it out.
Okay. Sorry that the audio is so bad. Okay.
I know, and I'm the last caller, so I know you're right. We just ran out of time.
Yeah, we went over today for you, actually. So, but you call back maybe a little earlier on another show or call 562-596-7818.
Sure.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And we are over, so we are ending the show now. Hopefully we'll get to our topic on Friday. Thanks to our callers. Bye-bye.